Thank you for joining us today on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM for our technology news update. Our update today is by Mr. Mark Benson, CTO of Exosite. He will be giving a keynote speech at the Sensors Expo and Conference in San Jose, California on Wednesday, June 28th at 9:15 a.m. In this part of our interview with Mr. Benson, he talked about sensors that can be used for smart buildings.
You know, different kinds of environmental sensors, water and moisture sensors, vibration sensors, temperature, humidity, and the list of sensor providers are growing. But, you know, the ecosystem of smart buildings is complex. You know, just looking at companies that actually will create, if you look at the kind of how the taxonomy is broken down, there's a bunch of system integrators that will do these types of retrofits for building owners, and that list is growing. There's also BMS providers, the building management system providers, that are adding more features and also smart sensors, like the ones that I mentioned before, as well as companies that are making, you know, other types of furniture and fixtures and equipment that go, you know, onto the buildings, like rooftop chillers and those kind of things. There's building automation companies as well. The process for a building owner to kind of navigate this can be complex, but the place to really start, I think, is for, you know, the company that they might use to do facilities management of their building would be a good place to start. And if it's a larger building, to look at the system integrators that they likely have used in the past that had already installed some type of smart building equipment, and look to them to lead the way for selecting and integrating new sensors. You know, Exosite specifically works primarily with the companies who create those systems and create the actual sensors and devices. The Exosite Murano platform is a business-to-business platform that makes it easy for companies who make equipment for smart buildings to build these kind of analytics and smart equipment systems, so that once that's done, then the actual building owner or facilities manager can then select that and actually purchase those and integrate those into their building.
How can you help entrepreneurs design new sensors and Internet of Things applications for smart buildings?
You know, for an entrepreneur, definitely, you know, a good place to start would be to reach out to Exosite, and we could have a quick discussion about what would make the most sense, and then we would be happy to make introductions to system integrators or BMS providers or facilities management companies, et cetera, as it makes sense. And, you know, and if the actual entrepreneurial idea is to create a smart connected system for buildings to help reduce, you know, energy costs, you know, or help manage the building better, that is a direct use case that the Exosite Murano platform was built to, you know, built to do. And so it would definitely be worth reaching out to Exosite to, you know, get more information and see what the right next steps are.
If you would like more information about Exosite, please visit their website, exosite.com. If you would like more information about the Sensors Expo and Conference in San Jose, California from June 27 to 29, their website is sensorsexpo.com. Thank you again for joining us today on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM.